Giveaway, takeaway. It's a recurring theme in the 2012 season, and a recurring theme when you separate winning from losing. Last week, the Chiefs were knocking on the door of the one-yard line against the Baltimore Ravens and fell victim to themselves yet again. In the National Football League, protecting the ball means protecting wins. It's almost as simple as that. The team that leads the giveaway takeaway column will have a much better chance at leading their franchise to a win, period. The Chiefs last week had 214 yards rushing and held one of the league's top offenses to no points. Since 2009, when running the ball with such muscle and topping the 200-yard mark, the Chiefs boast a 7-1 record. Couple that with the defense keeping the opposing offense out of the end zone, and you have a clear-cut recipe for a win. Yet the Chiefs came out on the short end once again, and that was because of giveaways. For most of the game, the Chiefs looked confident, in control as they manhandled the Ravens' defensive line and pushed the ball up and down the field. Jamaal Charles led all rushers with 125 yards, and that was just at halftime. Charles and company ate chunks of yardage, which kept Joe Flacco and the Ravens' offense on the bench as mere spectators. Yet the Chiefs never once led the game. When opportunity was ripe, the Chiefs found a way to sway the tide and hand the ball back to the opposition. Last Sunday, the team that played the best did not win the game. The Chiefs need to look at that game as an indicator that they can play well against contenders. The Chiefs need to know that they can have an advantage at Arrowhead. They need to know that they can dictate the flow of a game and rely on a defense that can create pressure and get to the quarterback, even when that defense is short of key personnel. This weekend, the Chiefs don't have a chance to erase the mistakes that have plagued them thus far, but they do have an opportunity to get back to the basics. Their goal? Protect the ball, force turnovers, and play the same aggressive game they played against Baltimore. By doing this, they have a better chance at beating the Buccaneers, and more importantly, a better chance not to beat themselves.